Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear family, we come to offer praise and thanks to God for the gift of life, life created in His image and likeness, and life that rightly belongs to Him. We come asking for the strength we need to always acknowledge who He is in our life, so that we may never fail to acknowledge who we are in His eyes. Damos gracias a Dios este día por la vida que hemos recibido en su imagen. Y damos gracias a Dios por Él siendo el dueño de nuestra vida, quien nos ha bendecido con mucha confianza en su amor para todos nosotros. Le pedimos por la gracia que necesitamos para cuidar esta vida, este precioso regalo que hemos recibido de su corazón. Para todos ustedes que están con nosotros vía el internet y el Facebook, gracias por estar con nosotros este día aquí en la catedral. Esperamos que este día esté lleno del amor y de la paz de Dios Padre. Thank you for joining us via television, goccn.org, and thank you for joining us via Facebook. My dear family, let us acknowledge our sins. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. Came to call sinners, Christ have mercy. And you plead for us at the right hand of the Father, Lord have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Dios Todopoderoso y Eterno, haz que nuestra voluntad sea siempre dulce a la tuya, y que te servamos con un corazón sincero. Por nuestro Señor Jesucristo, tu Hijo, que vive y reina contigo en la unidad del Espíritu Santo y es Dios, por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
Lectura del libro del profeta Isaías. Así habló el Señor al Ciro, su ungido, a quien ha tomado de la mano para someter ante él a las naciones y desbaratar la potencia de los reyes, para abrir ante él los portones y el que no quede nada cerrado. Por amor a Jacob, mi sirvio, y a Israel, mi escogido, te llamé por tu nombre y te di un título de honor, aunque tú no me conocieras. Yo soy el Señor y no hay otro. Fuera de mí no hay Dios. Te hago poderoso, aunque tú no me conoces, para que todos sepan, de oriente a occidente, que no hay otro Dios fuera de mí. Yo soy el Señor y no hay otro. Palabra de Dios.
Gentiles son apariencia, mientras que el Señor ha hecho el cielo. Aclamen la gloria y el poder del Señor. Familias de los pueblos, aclamen al Señor. Aclamen la gloria y el poder del Señor. Aclamen la gloria del nombre del Señor. entren en sus atrios trayéndole ofrendas. Aclamen la gloria y el poder del Señor. Póstrense ante el Señor en el atrio sagrado. Tenible en su presencia la tierra toda. Digan a los pueblos: el Señor es Rey. Él gobierna a los pueblos rectamente. Aclamen la gloria y el poder del Señor.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of Thessalonians. In God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith, labor of love, and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. The word of the Lord.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo se reunieron los fariseos para ver la manera de hacer caer a Jesús, con preguntas indiciosas en algo que pudieran acusarlo. Le enviaron, pues, algunos de sus secuaces, junto con algunos del partido de Herodes, para que le dijeran: Maestro, sabemos que eres sincero y enseñas con verdad el camino de Dios y que nada te arredra, porque no buscas el favor de nadie. Dinos pues, ¿qué piensas? ¿Es lícito o no pagar el tributo al César? Conociendo Jesús la malicia de sus intenciones, les contestó: Hipócritas, ¿por qué tratan de sorprenderme? Enséñame la moneda del tributo. Ellos le presentaron una moneda. Jesús les preguntó: ¿De quién es esta imagen y esta inscripción? Les respondieron: Del César. Y Jesús concluyó: Den pues al César lo que es de César y a Dios lo que es de Dios. Palabra del Señor.
Hermanos y hermanas, Jesús encuentra a los fariseos en el Evangelio y ellos con los errores le quieren preguntar una pregunta a Jesús. Si deben, en otras palabras, pagar la taxe, que es la ley de la tierra a César. Y Jesús, sabiendo que a ellos no le importan la verdad, pero contestando le dice: den a César lo que es de él. Pero al mismo tiempo, que no le des a César lo que es de Dios. Eso es la más importante cosa de recordar, hermanos y hermanas. Que hay varias cosas que ganamos en este mundo. Obtengamos durante este viaje. Por el trabajo ganamos dinero. Con el dinero compramos cosas. Las casas, los carros, las cosas materiales. Jesús no está diciendo que todo eso es mal. No, está bien. Está bien que uno gane dinero. Pero recuerda que el dinero se termina aquí. Solamente el dinero vale para el tiempo que estamos aquí en la tierra. So, durante este tiempo, César va a querer lo que es de él, el taxi. So, dáselo. Pero al mismo tiempo, César, el mundo, va a querer que tú le das lo que es de Dios. ¿Y qué es lo que es de Dios? Tu vida es la cosa. Tu vida. Fíjense que Jesús les pregunta: enséñame la moneda. ¿De quién es esta imagen? Cuando se fija. Y les dicen: es la imagen de César. Pues entonces este es de César. Y al mismo tiempo recuerdan que este, que es tu vida, es algo que es en la imagen de Dios. Así te creó a ustedes y a mí, en su imagen. Y sabiendo eso, sabemos que este es de Dios. So, guárdalo. Para cuando se llega el día final, se lo regresamos al dueño que nos invita de vivir para siempre con él. Pero hasta que llegue ese momento, que disfrutas lo que debes, la vida. Claro. Participando en las cosas de este mundo, claro que sí. Pero guardando, cuidando lo que es de Dios, lo que es tu vida. Así llega en ese el último día. Y Dios te ve con mucha alegría porque le regreses una vida que vivió bien, disfrutando lo que podemos aquí en la tierra y siempre viendo lo que podía disfrutar cuando el momento llega de alcanzar el cielo. My dear family, we must remember how Jesus faces those that are trying to trick him once again. But if you notice in the gospel, it talks about how they describe Jesus as knowing him as a truthful man. And they want to ask him a question. Should we pay Caesar's tax? And Jesus asks simply, well, whose image is on that coin? Caesar's. Then give to him what belongs to him. But you are to give to God what belongs to God. And as much as they show him that coin with the image of Caesar, Jesus tells him, that's his image, give it to him. It belongs to him. But give to God what belongs to God, meaning, don't you forget, this vessel or this coin is in the image and likeness of God. And so it belongs to him. Don't give this to the world, for it does not belong to the world. It belongs to God. And it's so important for us to remember one of the prefaces of ordinary time, where we talk about how the Lord has summoned us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, because we belong to him, to proclaim everywhere his mighty works. For he has called us out of darkness into his own wonderful light, where we are meant to live always. Why? Because there's another preface that we use before the consecration. We are reminded that in him we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of his care, but even now we possess the pledge of life eternal. My dear family, it's not about not partaking in what the world has to offer. Go ahead. Partake in it. Obtain as much as you can without letting go of what belongs to God. For what belongs to God is meant to be returned to him when we reach the last day. But until we reach that last day, don't lose sight of what you already have today. The beauty of a life that's meant to be lived, realizing who it belongs to already, God, and not losing it or wasting it along the way. I share a few words from someone who I never thought I would really quote at Mass. He's not a saint of the church. In fact, he just died recently. But he is one who is counted among the billionaires of the world. Very successful and very well known. And many of you utilize what he is responsible for building. He said, and I quote, "In other eyes, my life is the essence of success. But aside from work, I have little joy. And in the end, wealth is just a fact of life to which I became accustomed. But now at this moment, lying on my bed, sick and remembering all my life, I realize that all my recognition and wealth that I have is meaningless in the face of imminent death.
You can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry the disease for you. One can find material things, but there is one thing that cannot be found when it is lost, and that is life. He came to realize God's blessings at the very end. Praise God. I hope he made it. But my dear family, why fix your eyes on things that will eventually become meaningless when you have the opportunity to fix your eyes on what will never lose its meaning? Your life. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Rejoice in it. And don't waste it, but live it. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith in our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may continue to recognize God's work in the world today and point to God as the ultimate source of all that we have, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por los misioneros alrededor del mundo, para que sus esfuerzos produzcan una cosecha abundante mientras que dan testimonio del amor y la misericordia de Dios. Roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
For vulnerable children and teens who suffer abuse, exploitation, or worse, that they may receive help and hope in the darkness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Para cada uno de nosotros, para que aumente nuestra gratitud por todo lo que tenemos y le demos a Dios lo que a Dios permanece. Roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, for the internal repose of the souls of Susana Molina and Leo Rivera, and in reparation for offenses against Holy God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers and intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Dios Padre, todo esto te presentamos en el nombre de Jesucristo, que vive y reina por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
Thank you.
disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor, tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor. Pan que del cielo bajó, danos la eternidad, déjanos disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor, tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor. Aquel que coma este pan ya nunca más morirá. Déjanos disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor, tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor.
Please stand and pray with me that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all his holy church. Concédenos, Señor, el don de poder servirte con libertad del Espíritu, para que por la acción purificadora de tu gracia, los mismos misterios que celebramos nos limpien de toda culpa, por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amén. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts, and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Santo, santo, santo es el Señor Dios del universo. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Bendito el que viene en nombre del Señor. Hosanna.
Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dando de gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. De mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dando de gracia de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque ese cáliz es mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía.
The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, Saint Luke, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen.
Let us all stand together. And with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours. Señor Jesucristo, que dijiste a tus apóstoles, La paz les dejo, mi paz les doy. No tengas en cuenta nuestros pecados, sino la fe de tu iglesia, y conforme a tu palabra, concédele la paz y la unidad. Tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Cordero de Dios, que quitas el pecado del mundo, ten piedad de nosotros. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Cordero de Dios, que quitas el pecado del mundo, danos la paz.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Christ. Body of Christ. For those of you joining us from home or wherever you may be this day, I invite you to please join with me in the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven al menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separe de ti. Amén. Oh, he went to the middle. Okay, go and take this side then. I'll go ahead.
Que seas mi universo, no quiero darte solo un rato de mi tiempo, no quiero separarte un día solamente, que seas mi universo, no quiero darte mis palabras como gotas. Quiero un diluvio de alabanzas en mi boca, que seas mi universo, que seas todo lo que siento y lo que pienso, que seas el primer aliento en la mañana y la luz en mi ventana, que seas mi universo. Tienes cada uno de mis pensamientos, que tu presencia, tu poder sean mi alimento, oh Jesús es mi deseo, que seas mi universo. No quiero darte solo parte de mis años, quiero dueño de mi tiempo y de mi espacio, que seas mi universo. No quiero hacer mi voluntad, quiero agradarte. Y cada sueño que hay en mí quiero entregarte, que seas mi universo. Que seas todo lo que siento y lo que pienso, que seas el primer aliento en la mañana y la luz en mi ventana, que seas mi universo, llenas cada uno de mis pensamientos. Tu presencia, tu poder sean mi alimento, oh Jesús es mi deseo, que seas mi universo, que seas todo lo que siento y lo que pienso, que seas el primer aliento en la mañana y la luz en mi ventana. Que seas mi universo, que llenas cada uno de mis pensamientos, que tu presencia, tu poder sean mi alimento. Oh Jesús, es mi deseo que seas mi universo. Que seas mi universo.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that benefiting from participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Praying you have a wonderful rest of this Sunday and a very blessed week that lies ahead. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you.
Strong.